I'm going to break down the process on how 27 agents on my team sold 104 houses last month. And that's with me as a team leader selling zero. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. This podcast is a movement to give back to this amazing industry that's given so much to me and my family. So, today, I'm just going to dive right in. I've got a lot on my heart, a lot on my mind, and I want to share some proven processes, some strategies, some tactics, and break it down so that you can win in today's marketplace. I think a lot of agents are struggling right now. I think a lot of team leaders are struggling right now. And so I'm going to break down the process on how 27 agents on my team sold 104 houses last month. And that's with me as a team leader selling zero. And so I'm going to break down this process. I've done a lot of self-reflecting. I've done a lot of looking inside of my business and just inspecting it to see, like, what are the big levers that have made this possible? We are on pace to have our best year ever, despite our market having its challenges, like I'm sure yours is. Despite the year with all the noise of the NAR stuff going on, interest rates still higher than most people projected, low inventory struggles, we're not immune to any of that, but we're also not a victim to that. And so I'm going to break down how we as a team, how some certain agents are just winning at such a high level. And so let's dive right in. So I want to start with the very first step. And you may say this doesn't apply to me. You may say that, Matt, this doesn't work. And I just want to encourage you to listen with an open mind. I used to be the person that didn't buy into this philosophy. And I'll share some amazing stories towards the end that will just open your eyes like it has mine on why this is the most critical lever. This is the one that I used to ignore. This is the one that I used to say isn't important. This is the one that I used to say it doesn't apply to me. But what I've found is that this is the most critical lever to sustainability, to profitability, to scalability, and to growth. That number one lever is that you always must be recruiting. Don't downplay the importance of recruiting. That is the lever to growth. Now, how does this apply to everyone? So team leaders, I mean recruiting agents. Yes, 100% go recruit more agents. But if you're just an agent listing, I don't mean it that way, just an agent. That sounded terrible. You know what I mean. It's if you are an agent and you are in your own business and you're listening to this podcast because you want to grow, I want to acknowledge you for taking the time, your most precious asset, to learn, to become better, to be a lifelong learner and to grow. And so I don't want you to think this doesn't apply to you. What if you were always recruiting more buyers? What if you were always recruiting more sellers? So this still applies. I think most team leaders miss the nuance of recruiting is just the next layer and the next level of how you grow your organization. So if you're an agent, you're recruiting buyers and sellers. If you're a team leader, your number one priority should be recruiting agents that are recruiting buyers and sellers. And so I know that's a weird language change, but that is the number one lever. So let me dive in and speak specifically to team leaders first. You can't hold standards if you don't constantly have recruits coming in your organization. I think a lot of people that I coach, and I used to be this person, I had my team at one point in time had over 50 closings per person per year. I ran the Navy SEAL team and we ran it at an elite high level. Over half of those agents are no longer with me on my team anymore. It just happens. There's seasons. Like John Chaplack says, a reason, a season, and a lifetime. They're with us for a reason. They're with us for a season. We just hope we can impact them for a lifetime. And so as that progresses, I just think it's really, really important that we're always protecting ourselves as business owners and making sure that we are protecting the business. Let me just ask you a question. If you're a team leader right now, do you have agents that are struggling to adjust to the new activities that this market requires? Or if you're an agent, are you struggling to adjust to new activities this market requires? See, what I've found is as a leader, I'm no longer in the transaction business. I'm in the human development, human resource, human attraction business. And it's my job to bring in new people. It's my job to develop people. It's my job to provide resources to people so that they can grow. And I think what happens is we get stuck and we think that we don't need to change. And the only constant in life is change. But I also understand that it's the hardest thing to do for most humans is to change. And I think that if I were to put it in perspective, think about it from this perspective. The market is different. The market has changed. Nobody can argue that. The market has changed. And so knowing that a fact is that the market has changed, if you refuse to change your behaviors, then by definition, you have to change your expectations of outcome. And so change is going to happen. But what I want to encourage you to do is change your behaviors so you don't have to change your outcome. Because changing your outcome in this instance doesn't mean your outcome is going to grow. I think we could all agree the activities, the behaviors, the skill sets required in today's marketplace versus 2 or 3 years ago is completely different. And so if we are still doing the same thing that we are doing then, we are not going to get the same result because the market has changed. And so that being a fact, what I want to encourage you to do is realize that I either need to change my behaviors or change my expectations. I don't care which one you do, what makes the most sense for you and your family. But just sitting here saying, I don't have to change, I'm going to keep doing it the way that I'm going to do it, that I've always done it. That's just where businesses go to die. That's where salespeople go to die. And there's just no growth there, especially when we're dealing with the outside circumstances of today's marketplace. And so I just think that the reality is that you have to change, and change is inevitable. I want to encourage you to choose the change and change the activities that this market requires so that you can actually get the result that you wanted at the beginning, or even more of a result or a better result. So I think that's very, very important that we have agents that struggle to do that. And like I said, this market demands more activity, more skill. And I think we just realize that it's so important that we as agents, as leaders, understand that, again, our behaviors have to change. But how do we change human behavior? It is the hardest thing to do on the planet. And so what if you could surround yourself with like-minded people? What if you could foster a culture of excellence, a culture of people taking the activities that they know this marketplace requires? What if that was just the new norm? The only way to do that in your environment is for everyone to be on the same page. And the best way that I've seen to accomplish it, both in my business and in clients that I'm coaching in their businesses, has been to bring in new people with new motivation, open-minded, that are hungry, and we bring them in with a new set of expectations and a new set of standards. I'll just let you in on a little secret. Let me future pace here. I just ran the last 30 days of our organization, and I ran how many, who has the most buyer's agencies signed. Maybe that's not an important metric for you, but I believe that it should be. With NAR lawsuit stuff coming out, that being a requirement in August, all of those things, that's always been a somewhat normal part of our business anyway, but we kind of got lackadaisical with it. And we didn't have the focus on it that we should have. And now that it's going to be required, we've been really focused on that. And so I thought, let me just go back and let's see who are the top 5 agents on my team. Because we have a high performing team. We have a lot of amazing, amazing real estate agents. Let me see the last 30 days, the top 5 buyer's agencies signed. You want to hear something crazy? All 5 of them have been in the business Less than a year. That's right. The number one team in Mid-Missouri were on pace for over 800 transactions this year. And over the last 30 days, the top five leaderboard of buyers agencies signed, some of them have been with us less than 90 or 60 days. But all of them in the top five have been with us less than a year. Less than 8 months. That's the longest one. And so if you just really unpack that and you think, holy cow, what is the difference there? Well, these new agents, they didn't know any better. And we use their newness, their open-mindedness, their hunger to foster great habits, to build that consistency into following the proven process to get the buyer's agency signed. And now how much better set up for success are they going to be in August? And then let's talk about I talked about a culture of excellence. Well, what does that do for your culture? Now you have newer agents that are crushing it and getting buyer's agencies signed, and they're sharing what's working for them, winning in the sales meeting and the team meetings and the huddles and your Slack channels, whatever it is, however you communicate as a team, and they are sharing their wins, their victories. And now you as a leader are not leading top down, you're leading bottom up. And so others that are winning at high levels following the proven sales process are encouraging others to win too. And now the agents want to do that because they see other people winning versus you sitting back as a leader and hoping that they do it because you know that that's what it takes for them to win. There's a big difference in you wanting it for them and them wanting it for themselves. And that is the only way to do it. And so I think that there's a lot that I can unpack here, but it's one of the things that I really reflected on myself is if agents aren't changing their behaviors, it's not their fault. You see, I believe that most agents are running blind. I believe most agents don't have clarity around the activities that it does take in order to win. They don't understand the change at the level that they should. And so I thought, what can I do as a leader to make sure I provide that clarity? Because I believe that clarity is kindness. I also believe that to be unclear is to be unkind. And I want my agents to win. I want my team to win. I want them to accomplish their goals, their dreams, their hopes, their desires. Let me rephrase something I said. They're not my agents. They're a team agents, and they're my business partners. And as business partners, I want them to win because we win together. And so what am I doing to pull my weight? Am I being clear? Am I giving those clear expectations? Or am I being unkind by being vague? Am I allowing them to run blind? And so I want to lead them down the right path. I think a lot of times, so step number one is you got to always be recruiting, right? I think that pretty much summarizes it. Just a couple other bullet points on recruiting before I go to the next point. You can't hold standards if you aren't always recruiting. You just can't. I think a lot of us have handcuffs on as leaders, and the patients run the asylum at times. And I love our agents. I love our business partners, but I also have to be the one that's on the lookout tower that's looking for the iceberg that maybe they don't see. And so it's my job to be ahead of that. And so I think that a lot of times we have to make sure we're making those adjustments ahead of time. An example would be the buyer's agency stuff. If you are not dialed in with that right now, you better make that a priority and not wait till August. It'll be too late at that point, right? Also, what about agents that go on streaks? You ever met an agent before, or are you the agent that rides the real estate roller coaster? It happens to all of us. And so if you are that agent or you are that team leader that has those agents, then you have to insulate yourself and protect yourself. And something I've found that helps agents not ride the roller coaster so much is if you get other top producers, other like-minded individuals, and foster that culture of excellence, it creates that friendly competition. And now the agents are motivated to continue leveling up and growing with each other, that friendly competition, that mentality of a rising tide rises all ships makes such a big difference. All right. So, and if you're curious, if you're a team leader listening, you're like, man, I love this, but I don't like recruiting. I don't have a recruiting plan. I don't know where to start. I don't have a consistent recruiting process. If you're interested, I have one. I built 4 recruiting funnels. I created them. I've been using them for years in our organization, and it's been the number one lever that has allowed us to continue to grow despite the market. The number one lever. So I've created them, I've built them, I use them, and now I build them for other team leaders. And so if you're interested in that, reach out to me. I'll give you more information, or you can go check out 3recruitingfunnelsbuilt.com. It's all spelled out, 3recruitingfunnelsbuilt.com. And you can find more information on those, where we will build for you the proven recruiting funnels to get you a consistent conveyor belt of hand raisers and recruits into your organization. You see, just like agents that get stuck on maybe, and they lack follow-up, or they lack the average contact attempts per lead as possible. I think they just don't know who to call. They don't know what to say. And so this recruiting process, I think a lot of team leaders are stuck. They don't have a recruiting system. They don't have a recruiting process. And so they don't recruit because they don't know how, and they don't want a cold call. And so this gives you a proven process that creates those hand raisers to get that conveyor belt of recruits into your pipeline. Like, think about it. If you're an agent, you had zero leads and never prospected, how would your business look? If you're a team leader and you're not recruiting hand raisers or leads as recruits, and you're never prospecting them, how do you expect to grow your business? This solves that problem. 3recruitingfunnelsbuilt.com. All right, moving on. Step number two. Step number two is, and I'm going to kind of, I could break this down in five steps. I don't know. I'm just going to free flow it here. I just want to have a conversation with you guys and really unpack what's in my head. I think we spend too much time talking about goals, but we don't spend enough time talking about standards. We spend too much time talking about goals and what we want to accomplish. And don't get me wrong, one of my favorite books is back here on the shelf. It's called The Magic of Thinking Big. I want you to have big goals. I want you to have big dreams. I want you to have big aspirations. But the reality is, you don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your standards. So what I want to encourage you is to adjust your language. You have goals, but also have standards. What is your floor? What is your not less than? I think that is a very important shift for a lot of agents. What is your standard as an agent? How many days a week do you show up? When do you open your office? When do you close it? How many contacts do you make per day? How many appointments do you set per week? Do you treat your business like a business? Do you have a daily minimum standard of activity that is required? What about for your team, if you're a team leader? If I were to ask you, what is the standard of your team? How would your team answer? Would all of your agents answer the same way? Do they know what the standard of production is? Do they know what the standard of activity required is? Do they know what the cultural standards are? That's the floor, not less than. I think it's really important that yes, you need goals. I'm not saying don't have goals, but I'm saying a lot of times the goals fall short, and it's something we're reaching for, which we all need that thing to reach for and to strive for. But I want to encourage you to also have that floor, somewhere where you don't let people fall below, because that's who you are as a company. Are you, again, you're going to foster a culture of excellence, or do you want a culture of mediocrity? I think having those standards in place is crucial. If I were to ask you, if you're a team leader, like, are your agents throwing away opportunities? Is your business throwing away money? I talk to a lot of team leaders. I talk to a lot of agents right now, and it's tough financially. It is tough. There is opportunities not being worked properly. Leads are costing more and more and more. Conversion rates are decreasing by the day. Referral fees are increasing, overheads, like it's just crazy, right? Like it's really, really tough time to run a smart and profitable business. Whether you're an individual agent, you're a team on a team, or you're a team leader, like you have to be profitable. You have to be profitable. Otherwise you're just throwing away money, right? And I love doing this to help people, but I also have a family to support. And so we got to remain profitable. We have to run a smart business. So I think that what happens is we don't run our business like a business. So it's so important that we identify, where are these gaps? Where are these spots that maybe we can identify the problems and we can fill those holes in the boat? Because those holes in the boat is where the money's falling out. And so let's clearly identify the problems, and then let's figure out how we can actually build a safety net, or fill and plug those holes where the water's leaking out of the boat. So one of the problems that we have, that we have identified, that I'm sure you can relate with, is having agents on the team or in our organization that are not producing, or they're not contributing to the culture. When I say that, it sounds heartless, but it's truly, if you're not producing to our standard and you're not contributing to the culture, you're just taking. And one of our core principles in our organization is contribution. I think contribution always wins. And so we are an organization of standards, and we are an organization where we contribute. And we put culture first. So if you're not contributing to the culture, you're not producing to the standard of the team, we need to have a conversation, right? And so I think that a lot of people struggle with, what do you do with those agents? So we put in a solution. So be specific with standards. Our team standards, we have 20 closings per year. We track that by quarter. Pretty simple, right? I think that standard is a little high. I think that 20 closings per year is a really good living, but we have a lot of agents that make it. And so I'm coaching agents through this and team leaders through this now, and I'm encouraging them to start lower, because a standard is a standard. And so a standard is not less than. It's not a goal, it's a standard. You got to remember the difference. Like, I have a goal of agents selling 35 homes a year, but that's not my standard. And I have some agents that have sold over 100, right? It just, but 20 is the minimum. And I encourage people to break it down per quarter. So whatever your number is, make sure that you can measure it quarterly. See, agents will have a bad week. They can have a bad month, but we want to prevent them from having a bad quarter. And so we measure it quarterly. Another thing that we did is cultural standards. So what is important for you as an environment, for your culture? So one of the things that we have is, be a positive contributor to the team culture and core values. Sounds simple, but now it's a standard. If you're not a positive contributor to the team culture and core values, you're probably not a good fit in our organization. And I don't say that heartless, but we want to be around like-minded people that want to contribute and want to abide by our core values. What about be a positive influence in the office and the community? Checks out. That's the kind of people I want to hang around. What about present, positive, and prepared for team meetings, trainings, huddles, team events? Does that sound like the agents that you want? You see how that's mutually beneficial? And so I think that it's just really, really important that you define what these are. And then you actually develop that standard. And then you have a conversation if they're not meeting them. It's not like, hey, they're fired. Just a conversation to get back on track. We all veer outside of the guardrails from time to time. It's just an observation to get back on track. That's all it is. I want to skip. I'm going to go back to a different conversation. I think between recruiting and standards, there's a step that I missed. And I think onboarding agents with the proper expectations is a crucial gap there. And so, like, as an example, think about all the things in your environment you wish were improved right now. What do you wish was better? The only way to improve that is to, yes, let's try to get everyone to buy in and empower them to make the change, make the switch. Whether it's, you need more contribution, you need more production, you need more activity, you need more skills, you need more listings, whatever that thing may be. We want to empower everyone and enable everyone to be able to move towards that. But the best way to do that, again, go back to the recruiting conversation, is when we bring them on with the expectation of, that's what they're going to do. And that's what results in our top five buyers agencies signed for the last 30 days are all brand new to the business agents, brand new to the business. All right, going back to standards. Lack of activity, agents with their leads. So maybe average contact attempts, or maybe this resonates with you, maybe it doesn't, but what if agents claim leads but never called or followed up, or they didn't follow up properly? So what we implemented was 20 conversations per week as a standard. Pretty simple, right? But that 20 conversations a week, 2 minutes logged in the CRM, is how you remain on lead flow for the next week. It's a pretty simple philosophy. If you do the activities with the leads that we have, we will give you more leads. And it's worked out really, really well. It's not a perfect system, but it's really, really helped create that environment and foster that environment of more activity. And what's really cool to see is that not just the more activity, but the results that the agents have gotten because of that. It's just been really, really cool to see. So I think I'm just going to recap. Number one is recruiting. You need to have a recruiting system. If you need one, go to 3recruitingfunnelsbuilt.com, 3recruitingfunnelsbuilt.com. We have one. We'll build it for you. Number two, how you onboard them is everything. Number three, what are your standards? Are they clearly defined? You got to have clearly defined standards. Number four, what is the activity in the database? What does the activity look like? Are you inspecting what you expect? Are you going through the database and you're making sure that our speed to lead process is being followed, that our follow-up cadence is being followed, that we are sending people the right messaging cadence? We have a rule, if it's not in the CRM, it didn't happen. And so I think it's just super important that we get these habits built so we can build a productive business that is proactive versus reactive. That was hard for me to say. But I think so many agents work on defense versus offense, and they're not working proactively. They're working in a reactive state. And I think it's just very crucial that you have a clear path of what does the activity look like. So 20 conversations as an example, that's in the database. That's in the CRM. If it's not in the CRM, it doesn't count. Well, I talked to my neighbor. Awesome. Let's go look in Follow Up Boss, which is CRM we used. I'm glad you had that conversation. Let's go look and see where it's logged in. It says, oh, it's not in the system. What's that mean? It means it didn't happen. So let me teach you how to rig the system next time. When you have that conversation, just come back on your phone or inside the system on your laptop, whatever, and just log that conversation so that we can track that. And then I think it really helps us. And I'm big on KPIs and building a predictable business. And so we have a lot of numbers that we use to help people with these things. And so if we don't know those numbers, then we're not able to coach them properly. And we just are very, very firm on that, because that removes the handcuffs from us on how we can help them as their business partners. You can't improve what you don't measure, right? And so we need to measure those things so we can help them improve them. And I think step number five is accountability. Accountability is so important. Accountability is the highest form of love you can show an individual. I think a lot of leaders struggle with accountability. I think they struggle with, they don't want to be mean. And I get it. I'm a very direct speaker, so I have a very direct personality. But I also just realized that if I'm not honest with people, if I'm not direct with them, I don't provide clarity. That's me really being unkind. Me having an honest, frank person-to-person conversation that is real, that is direct, that is honest, that is respectful, is how I know how to help people grow and improve. If I run away from that conversation, that's where I'm allowing them to continue down the path that they don't want to be on. Because as their business partner, they shared with me what they want. They shared with me the activity they would do. They shared with me their commitments that they would make. And it's my responsibility to meet them halfway and hold them accountable to those commitments. And if I chicken out and run from that, then I'm not really showing them the love that I say I have for them. And so I think it's just too many people have been condemned or judged through accountability. And so we have a negative connotation around it. But you have to be willing, if you're an agent listing, you have to be willing to be held accountable. If you're a team leader, you have to be willing to address accountability head on. You have to address this. You can't shy away from it. It is everything. It makes all the difference. You have to make sure you hold people accountable. Let's see. I think something else too, whether you're an agent or a leader that you struggle with, that kind of ties into the accountability, is, do you have a clear plan? So let's say that you're off track. So I'll give you an example. Let's say that you're an agent on my team and you closed three last quarter and you got You closed two last quarter and you got two pendings. Well, that's four. Our standard's five. Guess what? We're going to follow. We're going to have our quarterly review. We're going to have a conversation, and I'm going to ask you how well you're doing. I'm going to ask you how you feel you're following the process, our proven process. Where do you think the gaps are? What can I do to help? And then we together are going to build a plan collectively that you agree to, that you think is important, that you identify your gaps. And then I'm going to do my part by facilitating that conversation. And then I'm going to hold you accountable to it. I'm going to give you the opportunities. I'm going to give you the training, give you the resources. And then my really job is to hold you accountable. I think I was thinking about this the other day. For those of you that know me or follow me, I'm on a health and fitness journey myself. I'm on day 72 right now as the recording of this podcast of 75 hard. And it's my fifth round of 75 hard. And it's I'm paying Chet Black Wellness. Shout out to Alec and Shannon. Thank you guys for your help and support. I'm paying them to be my coach. And you know what I'm really paying them for? The accountability, the daily check-ins, the weekly check-ins. To hold me accountable to what I said I was going to do. Because I know every morning what I owe them. And I think sometimes we let ourselves down. But if I have someone in my corner, someone that I shared what I want and why I want it, and then someone that's willing to have the tough conversations and hold me accountable to the things that I said I want, that's worth its weight in gold. And so when I first signed up with them, I was learning, right? I was learning the process. I was learning how to lose fat. I was learning how to do the reverse diet I've never done before. I was learning a lot of things, and I still learn from them. It's not as significant as the tiny things now. It's the little nuances and subtleties, which are still very crucial. But that pales in comparison to the accountability that I get just because I know someone else is counting on me. And if you just realize as a leader, that's your responsibility for your agents. Now they have to have the maturity. They have to have the growth to where they want the accountability. I think champions and winners and successful people run towards accountability, and the average or the underperformer tends to shy away from it. And so I just want to encourage you to lean into accountability, whether you're a leader or you're an agent, because the person that's willing to hold you accountable, build that plan and hold you accountable following that plan, doesn't mean you have to be perfect. If you fall off track, that person that's holding you accountable will help you dust off and get started again, but just don't run away from it. Accept responsibility. And like I said earlier, it applies in real estate, but it also applies in like my health and fitness journey. You cannot improve what you don't measure. Guess what I measure each and every day? Every single calorie I put in my mouth. And I have for 2 years now. Guess what else I measure? Every single weight that I lift, every single step that I take. And so now I have a body of work to go back and review, to learn from, to improve, to grow, to develop. What if you treated your real estate business that way? How much better would your business be if you were actually proactive? You knew your numbers. You knew how many steps you had to take. You knew how many calories you needed to eat. If you know how many calories you need to eat, how much weight you need, how many weights you need to lift, and how many steps you need to take to lose 10 pounds, you're way more likely to lose 10 pounds because you have a proven plan that you know without a shadow of a doubt. You have the confidence that that is the proven plan based on historical data. What if you knew the proven plan to sell 20 homes or 30 homes? Not a guess, but the proven plan. How much more likely are you to achieve it? See the difference? It's everything. So I think it's just really, really important that you're willing to be held accountable. I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are on this episode. I'm just kind of going from the cuff here. I hope this is valuable. These are just things that I really unpacked that have really helped us. And so I'm curious to hear your guys' perspective. Let me give you an example. So new recruits right now are outperforming some of our top producers in KPIs. I've got, as an example, one of our new agents, been with us about 60 days, She set 16 buyer appointments, 3 listing appointments, has 2 homes under contract. In her first 60 days, shout out to Nicole, you're killing it. What about Cody? He joined our team in November of 2023, brand new, at our Lake of the Ozarks office. In 2023, he joined in November. Day one was middle of November, and he had boot camp. So he really only had December. He set 9 buyer appointments and got 2 homes under a contract in his first 30 days. And in 2024, he has set 51 buyer appointments, 4 listing appointments, currently has 10 homes under contract, and he's closed on 6 homes. These are new people that we're bringing on to the new standard. And so I want to use that as a little bit of borrowed belief, whether you're an agent listening, whether you're a leader listening, or you're anywhere in the middle, you have to always be recruiting. John Chapelak says it, and I used to fight him on it. But I've just realized he's right. There's nuances to it, and there's different things. There's a lot of layers to it, but he says one statement all the time, and it is so true. In real estate, recruiting solves all problems. But do you have a proven recruiting plan? Do you have a set of standards that you abide by? Do you know where the gaps are in your business? Do you know where the holes in your boat are that you need to fill? And fill those with your next onboarding class. And then uphold standards slowly with your organization. And another thing too, here's a pro tip. Before you go and implement new standards or go steal my standards, what about you look at the standards you already have? Or maybe you do a round table meeting where you ask everyone, what are the standards that you feel we have here at our company? And get their opinion and get their buy-in and start somewhere. And then you can incrementally grow. It's not about having this big, big number of a standard, just starting somewhere and having a floor that you all agree to, you all abide to, that you all think is important to help you get to your goals. And I think that is very, very key. And then you do that and you continually bring in new people that follow that standard, a rising tide rises all ships. Not only, going back to the boat analogy, not only are you adding people to your boat, more people have more paddles, you can row faster, more people are plugging the holes at the same time, so you're taking on less water, and everyone's rowing in the same direction. That's how you get to your destination. And I just want to encourage you to take the lessons from this, these proven principles that have really helped our team grow. Again, this is really, as I went back and I broke down, how did 27 agents sell 104 homes last month? This is how. Recruiting, onboarding expectations, standards, high inspection of the database, and a high level of accountability. Has it been perfect? Absolutely not. But that's the process. That's the formula. And just a quick reminder, I'm working through a lot of coaching clients right now through this framework. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. And so if you're interested to learn more about that process, we can set up a free discovery call to dive in deeper on that. Just reach out to me. Shoot me a message. Leave a comment. Just reach out to me to see if we can have a free discovery call so I can unpack that further for you to see if it's something we could coach you through. And if nothing else, this is the first time I've ever like dropped, hey, here you can coach with me. Hey, here you can buy these funnels. I'm not doing this to sell anything. I'm just doing this because I know the impact these things have had on my business and I want to help you win. And so I think there's a difference in hearing these things and implementing these things. And I want to help you implement them in your business so we can make an impact. You can grow and you can have less stress, more productivity, happier agents, a culture of excellence, and you can win at the highest level. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate your support more than you know. If this has been valuable to you, reach out to me, let me know, leave a comment, leave a review, share this with a friend. Again, we do this to give back. We do this to make an impact. So your support continues to grow. And I thank you so much for it. If there's anything I can do for you, I'm here for you. Share this with a friend and let's keep this movement growing and let's keep growing successful real estate agent and let's elevate the standard that we have as an industry. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time.